And welcome back, everybody. I'm Cheryl Fritz Beck at Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. A chilly evening out. I just got a weather report from my next guest, Andy Wells, who is principal of White Hills Elementary and Glen Cairn Elementary Schools in East Lansing. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was at the back door going, I'm here. Got to come in, and it's chilly out there this evening.
Yeah, it's a little cold. A little cold right now.
That's right. The reason I wanted to have Andy to come in is, as I mentioned with Dr. T.C. Wallace, the superintendent of Lansing Schools, earlier in the show, there happened to be, ironically, two lockdowns in East Lansing and in Lansing Schools this week. And I guess I was curious as to the lockdown procedure and how it works. Perhaps you can just give us a basic background of what occurred that led to the lockdown.
Okay. Yeah. What occurred was, we had a police officer from the East Lansing police force come to White Hills, obviously with lights on, a siren, and came up in our driveway very quickly, and I saw him through my window, and so I met him at the door, and he explained that we needed to immediately go into a lockdown. And, we've practiced these things before, but this is the first time that we've actually had an actual lockdown. So I did what I normally do when we practice these lockdowns. I went and made an all call to our school, our student body, and our staff, and I informed them that we were now going into a lockdown, and I asked the students and staff to please, follow the procedure. And then from that point, students and staff did an awesome, awesome job, from the main office to the classrooms. Students quickly got to their classrooms if they were, the ones that were in the halls. And teachers did what they were expected to do. They locked their doors, they closed their blinds, and we have a certain procedure that we follow. And they did that. So I'm very pleased at how it all turned out.
Now, the incident started, and we're not to go into too much detail, but the incident started in Meridian Township with a gentleman going to kind of as a domestic, mm-hmm. going to his ex-wife or girlfriend's place of business.
Right.
And that's where the threat was made and then involved her children at the schools.
Right. And, obviously there was a situation where the police needed to come to the school because you never know in these situations if the person will actually try to, carry out the threat. But obviously, this situation did warrant, immediate attention. And the police, I have to say, did an awesome job. Obviously their job is to protect, and in this case, we felt that they did what they were expected to do.
Now, I wonder, you said they came with lights and sirens. That's exciting for anybody. They came to White Hills and Pinecrest. White Hills is the school at which you're a principal and happened to be there because you're between the two buildings. But were the students alarmed? Were they excited?
I think the students, they really didn't know what to think at first, when you hear your principal say to you a couple times, we are now going into a lockdown, please follow the procedure. I think given the fact that we've practiced this, students, obviously they knew exactly what to do. The difference with this situation is that we were in a hard lockdown for a good 45 minutes, and I think after a certain time frame, probably 15 or 20 minutes or so, I think the students began to wonder, and their imagination kicked in, and what could this be, what's going on, and part of my job was to make sure that we maintain calm in the situation, because as the leader of the school, I set the tone. So, I went and I visited when police allowed me to do so. I did visit each classroom. I more or less stuck my head in and just told students that everything was okay and that we were going to continue on as soon as we were able to. But I did notice that some of our students were, curious. There were questions. But, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, our staff did a great job in helping us maintain calm. And, you know, and I think by and large, our students felt safe.
Mm-hmm. And you were then alerted by the police again when they believed that the threat had passed.
Yeah, we were. After we went into what I call a hard lockdown, mm-hmm. After about 45 minutes, you know, we had constant communication with the police, and they were informing me all along the way what was going on. And by the way, we also sent out an alert now message to our community. So that parents also would have the information. That information was disseminated in a timely manner, and it provided enough information or the appropriate information for parents to let them know that the kids were safe. After about 45 minutes of the hard lockdown, we did go into what I frame as a modified lockdown, and that's where the police allowed the students to transition throughout the building. They were able to walk around, you know, go to the cafeteria for lunch and things of that nature, and go about the normal day pretty much. And the thing that we decided not to do in the modified lockdown was to have kids go out for recess.
How was that message passed? You said, was it alert now? Is that email,
yeah,
text?
That's through via the email system. And also parents receive phone calls on their cell phones. Indicating, you know, that's a, you know, a message indicating what's actually happening.
I guess the bottom line kind of here is that the system worked, didn't it?
It worked remarkably well. We obviously, when things like that happen, you know, parents, they're obviously concerned. And, you know, so we received quite a few phone calls. And then eventually, at a point in time, parents did come to school, those that felt it necessary, to check up on their children, and some actually took their children home for the day.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm guessing that you're pretty proud of the staff and the children as well for maintaining throughout the what would, I guess, be termed an emergency, certainly.
I am extremely proud of our staff and our students because, as we know, when things like this happen, it does take everybody working in concert to really make sure that we do what we need to do, you know, to have a positive outcome.
Absolutely. How often do you practice this kind of thing? I remember tornado drills when I was a kid. We didn't do lockdowns that I was aware of.
Yeah, well, now we practice lockdowns 2 times each year. You know, and I believe that it is a mandate now that we do these lockdowns, and I know the public school setting, at least twice a year.
I imagine the kids at this point are getting pretty excited about a break coming up.
Absolutely.
And you as well?
Absolutely. I'm very excited about it, and I think it came at the right time.
Good point. Very good point. Well, Andy Wells, principal of White Hills Elementary and Glen Cairn Elementary Schools in East Lansing, I appreciate you coming in this evening. Have a happy holiday season.
Okay,
look forward to the break and relaxing, and another great new year at Glen Cairn and at White Hills.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. This is Cheryl Fritz on Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS. When we come back, we're going to take a little trip with Dennis Laidler at the Potter Park Zoo. I think you'll look forward to this. We'll be right back.